Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast. This is episode 200. 200 is big 200. That's incredible. Congratulations to you guys. Congratulations to Tom. You haven't been with us for all of them, but still congratulations. Congratulations. My phone won't stop going off. Congratulations to all of you. Big 200. Presented by Connect Roasters. ConnectRoasters.com. Go to ConnectRoasters.com to try their incredible coffee. Incredible coffee. We have code Compound Club. Nope. Yes. Code Compound Club. I can get it right. Episode 200. Compound Club for 25% off your first home run club shipment. Coffee right to your door every month. One bag, two bags, whatever you want. And code Compound 15 for 15% off site wide.
About 10 bags.
ConnectRoasters.com. What?
Sorry, I should not have interrupted. I know you have a tough time getting through there.
No, I don't. I don't.
You said one bag, two bags. I said, what about 10 bags?
You could do 10. You could do 10 right to your door. If you love coffee and you really want 10 bags like I do to your door every month, you could do it. ConnectRoasters.com. Episode 200, here's what we're doing. Here's the run of show. We are doing questions from Tom. Do we have some fans too?
I think it's mostly fans. No, it's about a mix. I think we got a mix in there.
Our ex-guests hate us.
Former guests, fans, asking questions to us for episode 200. We're going to answer them. We're going to give our honest thoughts, honest feedback, and we're going to celebrate the fans and the guests that help us get to 200 episodes. Fire it off, Tom.
All right.
Real quick, Ian, do you want to touch on Blake Snell signing? Yes or no? Signed with the Gigantes. 2 years, $62 million.
Just now?
Yeah. Like, oh, you didn't know that?
I've been in a flurry.
That's why I just didn't know if we should touch on that real quick.
Okay. News to me. Blake Snell signs with the Giants. 2 years, 66. Good for him.
66.
But also crazy that a two-time Cy Young winner coming off a Cy Young performance has a two-year deal.
Is there an opt-out after the first
year?
Yes. Okay.
I just want to say that's less money per year. I don't know how this thing is structured, but that's less money per year and less total dollars than Wheeler just signed, than Scherzer signed, and then Verlander signed. How is that possible?
Which one of them won a Cy Young last year?
Tough. I think Verlander was coming off a Cy Young when he signed that.
So fair. Is the opt-out just like teams saying, do it again, and then we'll reconsider or what?
I think it's just teams refuse to make offers that these guys wanted. So they're like, all right, well, I'll get a shit ton this year. And if it doesn't go my way, then I'll go back another year and still make a shit ton. And then hopefully we go from there. Would you agree with that, Ian?
Yes. Tom, hit the first question.
Congrats to Blake Snell. All right, first question. This is a fan question. So we start with the fan question. We have a couple fan questions throughout.
Hi, guys. This is Anna Davila and Josh Gross. Congrats on 200 episodes. We have been full-time RVing about as long as you've been podcasting. My boyfriend introduced me to your podcast and baseball, and I love hearing all the inside baseball stuff. Dakota, since you're in Seattle, you need to check out Olympic National Park. It's amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
So I have a question, and my boyfriend has a question. So my question is, I recently read the famous baseball book, Ball 4, and I loved it. Who would you like in baseball today to write a tell-all memoir? And my boyfriend would like to know if any of you would ever consider being a Savannah Banana. Thanks again for your fantastic content. Here's to another 200 episodes.
I have a great answer to that second one.
Would you be a Savannah Banana?
I was offered it.
What?
Shut up.
And I said no.
You were offered?
I know the head coach. He was our assistant coach back in summer ball in 2015. And he reached out to see if I was interested. And I said, no. And then they reached out to me about coaching on the team. And I said, no.
You never considered for one second?
No, no, I considered it. Like I thought about it. And I just, I'm not interested in, I don't know how to say it without it sounding like mean. And I don't mean it in a mean way, but like, it's not baseball to me. Like I'm not playing baseball. Like you're putting on a show. Is that fair? Would you agree with that? Like, I feel like you're putting on like an experience.
I mean, they sell out.
Oh no, cool, they play at like, sick places.
I agree, Dakota. I totally agree.
The players make really good money. They play at big league ballparks. They play at really cool spots. Like it'd be awesome, but I'm like, I'm not playing baseball. Like I'm kind of doing like a show. Like I'm putting on a show for people.
You're saying that you wouldn't want to twerk on the mound?
No, I would not. That's what I mean. I was just like, I appreciate it, man, but I don't think it's for me.
Who would you want to write a tell-all book?
Real quick, would either of you do it? Ian, definitely not.
I don't think so. I don't think I have the personality to do it.
No.
I mean, Dakota, I think if out of the three people here, you're the most likely Savannah Banana.
For sure. I would love to see Ian on the Savannah Bananas. People would pay millions.
Buddy. Tell-all book. Sorry. Who would you want to write a tell-all book? I'll go first. George Brett with that hilarious story he has about shitting his pants. I would love for a George Brett tell-all.
It's definitely got to be like an old school guy. I feel like they had some crazy shit.
I was going to say, I would like to hear about somebody during the steroid era. Like just pick one and just air it out everything going on. Cause like there's been people coming out and say like, I mean, you look to your left and your right in your locker room and you're like, I mean, if these guys are doing it and we're competing, like I'd be doing myself a disservice to not do it, you know? And like, when was the first time they saw it? What if they did it? Like, were they scared? Were they excited? I think that was such an interesting time in baseball.
For sure. Would you, I feel like I was going to say the Mets in the 80s, but I feel like they've kind of like already.
Yeah. I mean, same thing with the steroids. Like there's been documentaries and stuff on it. But I agree.
What player though?
I got a good one. I think former guest Sean Casey. I think Sean Casey could write a really good, especially if he was really honest. He's got all those funny stories.
Yeah, Jeets, a Jeter tell all would be.
I mean, ooh, yes, I like the Jeter one because I want to hear the truth behind the gift baskets and all of that. I want to hear everything.
The problem is with the Jeter one. There's no way you're getting like the honest one.
No, but that's what like this is a hypothetical that's like
the point. Yeah.
They have to tell the truth. Like
If there was a Jeter one that had 50 pages on his thoughts on A-Rod and it was real, I would buy that for so much money.
Yeah. That'd be sick. Good questions.
Good question. Next question. Also, thanks for listening.
I can't believe I never told you guys about this fan of bananas.
Yeah, what the fuck?
All right, next question.
What's up, Compound guys? This is Ryan Kreidler, Zach Short's former teammate with the Tigers.
Let's go.
Avid listener, listening every week. We all listen, so keep up the pod. My question is for Shorty. I'm wondering if Shorty could go into detail regarding his Jonathan Scope pregame routine. There was a day when Shorty was in panic mode, struggling, and AJ told him to go on the Scope schedule. And I want Shorty to kind of walk through that day. I think that'd be a funny story for the pod. So keep it up. Enjoy listening every week, and hopefully this one makes it. Later, boys.
Zach, it's all you.
All right. This is a great question. This is actually a pretty good story. It was more so like when everybody realized that I was doing it and watched it happen and unfold in real time, everybody was just in tears. Like, so – in my rookie year, I was just spiraling out of control. And Scope is on island time. Like, I mean, last minute everything, right? And I'm the complete opposite. Like, I want my day planned out. As soon as the clock hits 20 minutes before the game, I'm usually out there. I've tried to dial it back a little bit because it became a little bit superstitious and I tried to get away from it. So again, this is kind of
the complete opposite of me and going through it. And one day, and Scopey was so good to me. Like, he was such a great role model, like just teaching me. He would sit me down in the dugout if he saw me going through it. Like he was my big brother, and just like sit with his arm around me. And I don't know, Ian, I don't know if you've ever talked to him, but his voice is so, like, if you look at him, he's like this big, mean looking guy. And he has like the most soft voice ever. Like, he's so comforting. So the one day he's like, Shorty, he's like, you know what? You're with me tomorrow. Or you're with me tomorrow. He's like, I'm talking to AJ. I'm telling AJ, you're with me. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, you're on my program. And I'm like, all right. So he's like, I got to ask AJ first. So the next day he's like, hey, you're good. You're with me. And AJ's like, this is only for one day. One day only. So we're playing the Red Sox in 21. And again, I'm with him. So I get to the field at my same time, like whatever. But so usually I'm one of the first ones in the cage. You know, cage opens at like 2 o'clock or so. Like, I'm in there, but like getting my routine and not making anybody wait. So I don't do that. I'm already like looking around like, he's nowhere near there. He's probably still sleeping. So he doesn't show up until, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock. And he does his routine while group one is hitting BP. So there's no swings. BP starts at what, 4:30? Like, didn't touch a bat until after stretch at like 4:30, 4:45. So we're doing our flips while group one is hitting and we're in group two. And I'm already like, all right, whatever, this is fine. Go in group two, hit, everything's fine, whatever. So say the game starts at 7:05, right? 7:10. I'm, like I said, I'm usually on the line 6:55 or 7 o'clock, like whatever it is, or 6:45, 7 o'clock. And we go into the hot tub at 6:40. 6:40.
Don't even have clothes on?
No, bro.
Are you playing in this game too?
I'm starting, playing shortstop. And so I'm wearing my Whoop too. This is, I wish I can go back and get my data for this. So 6:40, right? And I'm sitting there, he's on his phone talking to everybody, and I am panicking, bro. I have the sweats before I even get into the hot tub. You know, 6:45 rolls around. He's like, Shorty, let's go. We're going to shower. And I'm like, Scope, bro, this is, I can't do this. He's like, Shorty, one day, come on, let's go. I'm like, all right. 6:45, 6:50 rolls around. We're still in the shower. I get out. I'm like, Scope, I got to go. He's like, okay, but you're still with me. So he like took his time, like whatever. I get dressed while he's like, I'm full uniform ready. He's just getting out. He's like, Shorty, wait, just wait. And I hear I don't go out there for the anthem. First time in my career, I'm like, I can't do it. I'm with, and like everybody knew.
That's crazy.
So I didn't. Right. But everybody knew. So I wasn't like scared. And I can hear the anthem going off. And as soon as the anthem ends, I sprint out. I'm like, I can't fucking do this anymore, Scopey. And I sprint out of the locker room, down the stairs, up. Everybody, trainers, players, everybody sees me sprint out onto the field, do a few sprints and come back. Everybody's dying laughing. My face is beet red. I am soaked. And my heart rate on my Whoop from like 6:30 till 7:05 was like the highest it's been in so long. And it was the highest throughout the game by a long shot. I think I'm pretty sure I walked my first two at bats too. And I remember I said, Scope, I will never do this again for as long as I live. It was like the best, worst day of my life.
So what'd you do? Two walks. What else?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know if I got pinch hit for, cause I think we were facing Eduardo that day. And I remember I walked twice. I don't remember what I did after that, but I was like, hey, like all good.
It's funny because it's literally like you said, the opposite of everything you've ever done.
Yes. Literally. And like, it was funny because like, as soon as I come sprinting out, I remember AJ and the trainer just dying laughing. And like, it was like a, you know, if I go 0 for the next day, maybe you got to go back with Scope. And I'm like, no, I would rather go 0 and be comfortable and be like, hey, you know what? I stuck to my routine. It's all good. Rather than shitting my pants at 6:50 in the hot tub.
That is insane to be in the hot tub. The first pitch is in 20 minutes.
Bro, and like the most lackadaisical, just like, yeah, you know, I got a game. It's, you know, 20 minutes. And I'm like, Scope, I'm freaking the fuck out, man.
That's incredible. That is a great story. I can't believe you never told that one.
That was a great story. Ryan Kreidler, that came in at like 8:30. So that was a late addition to that. I had to reorganize the list to get that in there, but I thought it was worth it. All right, here's another fan question.
Hey, guys, this is Lynn. I've always loved hearing Charles Barkley talk about how Moses Malone influenced so many aspects of his life. So I've wondered, in all of y'all's years in baseball, who were the veteran players who have taken an interest in helping you improve or just tried to help you not make an ass of yourself in the clubhouse? And who do you see emerging into that role this season? Also, congratulations on 200 episodes. I will be listening while eating a Grimaldi's pizza and Let's wearing my Who Says No t-shirt. Congratulations, guys.
That's incredible. Ian, start us out.
Who says no? I guess I'll start.
You got some good ones.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest influences on my career, definitely Rizzo, Lester, Hayward, those three guys. Benny Zoe early in my career. I think just I was really lucky to come up with a group of like super vets that had a ton of experience that, you know, had been through everything. And so those guys took me under their wing, showed me the right way to do things. They helped me out a lot. They were never like hard on me. They were always positive. And I was one of the guys that, you know, looked up to them so much, and they led me in the right direction from day one.
Dakota, we got lucky too, like our first camps or even coming to the minor leagues, like the Cubs system and the big leagues was so at such a high level. And like being around camp and just kind of watching those teams, you know, go about their business was honestly, you know, like an experience in itself. But, and you know, like even in AAA, like Ian would still get there pretty early. After, you know, being in the big leagues for 2 years, like Jim Adusi was huge that year in AAA. This is what you do. You know, even Taylor Davis, watching him do his thing, like,
damn, hey, you're taking my answers.
Like, this is what you do. This is how you act. This is how you dress. You know, you're not in the 40 man. You haven't had much time in AAA. Like, you're there first. You're in the cage first. You know, like when you're in camp, you get there before Chris Bryant gets there. And then, you know, when I got to the big leagues, Robbie Grossman was definitely the biggest influence on me. Like, you know, he was so old school too, where we talked every single day, follow each other on Instagram. He would DM me things, like whatever, but he didn't get my number until probably the middle of that year. So I'll never forget, we were in Chicago, Milwaukee, and we were in the hotel and I'd hear my phone ring and I'm like, that's weird. The hotel phone. And he'd be on the other line, Shorty, I have an Uber coming in 20 minutes. We're going early to hit on the field. And I'm like, all right, Robbie, sounds good. Like, he was so, I don't want to say old school, but like, you know, he would say like, hey, you know, I wouldn't sit on that couch, not being a dick, but like, hey, it's for the veteran guys. It's for the, and we didn't really have an older team, but he's like, and that's kind of how it was. And that's kind of how he was raised.
Yeah. I agree. Taylor Davis was a really good one. He was someone that like just knew how, I think like, in the lower levels, like everyone's just trying to figure it out. So you don't really notice these things until like our first big league camp in AAA. And Taylor Davis was great at it. Millsy was awesome with me. Yep. Alec Mills, he was great. A huge one that I think Zach will love, Kyle Ryan. Kyle Ryan was a beauty and like one of those guys that was like, had been around and just like a no nonsense. Like he'd just tell you to your face, like you're an idiot. Like, don't do that. Yep. But like, you need that sometimes. And like, there's so many guys in all the years in AAA that were like good influences that had showtime. And they're like, this is what you do. This is what you don't do. Like Dylan Maples told me, he goes, I wore shorts one time on the road and got lit up for it. He's like, so don't ever do that if you go to the show. So like, there was just plenty of guys that helped us out along the way. Just with those little nuances that we didn't know coming up.
I think in like, that's going away in AAA. There's less.
Oh my gosh.
There's less veteran AAA players. Teams don't have 30, 31, 32, 34 year olds. You know, Jim Medusky was 36 playing with us in AAA.
Yeah, he was like, a beauty.
That's going away. And because those guys make a little bit more money in AAA, those guys help develop the younger players. They help teach them what it takes when you get to the big leagues. They show them how to do it. And unfortunately, like teams have chosen not to have those players at that level.
And I will say, my last year with the Cubs in 22, one of like the better things I heard after like leaving the Cubs and being a free agent is they told me they appreciated like how I took the younger guys under my wing. Cause it was a lot of young guys in the bullpen and I was one of the older ones. And I'm like, I've never been to the show, but like I can show these guys like what you can and can't do a little bit. So that was something that I was pretty proud of that I was able to do, is just kind of help those younger guys be like, hey, this is how you do things. Like if you do it like this, people are going to shit on you.
It's not even being a dick either. It's just like this is the way to do it. And I was fortunate enough to have people above me, you know, not, you know, shove me in a locker and be like, hey, you idiot. Like, no. Hey, like this is what we do. This is how you get here early. This is how you prepare.
And if no one tells you, you'll never know. So it's like someone has to tell you. So like Ian said, like nowadays it's like guys get there and it's just like the same as like the lower levels. Like, yeah, you get here like 10 minutes before you go throw. It's fine. It's like, that's not okay. Like that's not how you succeed. Yep. So yeah, a lot of people have helped us.
Here's a guy you might know.
Fellas, favorite guest on the compound, Anthony Rizzo. Congratulations on 200 episodes. Hope you guys are all doing well. Hope to be invited back on soon. Shorty, I heard you've been taking my line of the hands don't sleep, which is holding true again. Showing up to spring training this year, never sleep. So hope all is well. Look forward to the next 200 episodes. Take care.
That is the perfect Rizzo call in of like, not a question, just calling in. He did it. And he said, hope to be invited on soon again. And I'm sure that Ian's asked him and he's probably said no.
I haven't asked him. I haven't bugged him. I had to follow up on him today to say, you got to call in with this voicemail. We need you here. And I did tell him, Shorty, that you've been saying your hands don't sleep.
Oh.
And we got to remember where you got that from.
It's a Zach saying to me. No offense.
Yeah, but he's got platinum. He did start it, man. That's him. That's all Tony right there. He's got a lot more colors on his glove than I do.
Those hands definitely don't sleep.
No.
I am surprised that he actually called in, though. He cares about the boys. I love that. I didn't get a shout out. It is what it is. You know, does he know my name? 50-50.
Here's someone who probably knows your name.
Scotty.
Hi, this is Kim, Dakota's mom. He asked me to call in with a question. And my first question, actually, I'm sorry, I have two. My first one is, did you guys ever think when you started this that this podcast would have so many followers? Do you still enjoy doing it? And my next one is a personal question to Ian and Zach. I was just wondering, when you're home at your mom's house and you were to sleep over, do you lock your bedroom door anticipating that if someone breaks in, they'll get your mom first? Just wondering. Congratulations on your 200 episodes.
What a crazy question, Kim. And the worst part, she doesn't even listen, so she won't even hear this answer. So you can say whatever you want.
Dakota, do you lock your bedroom door when you sleep at home?
Absolutely. I lock my bedroom door. Anywhere I sleep, that door is locked. Why would I not give myself more time if an intruder is trying to break in to defend myself?
What about if you have to go pee in the bat in the night, which is way more likely, and now you have to unlock the door?
It's a quick little twist. It's easy.
At night, when you've been asleep, you never have any trouble with that.
No, right.
You're both different than I am.
He's trained.
That's, I lock it all the time.
That's rich, man.
That's a bananas move.
I will never not do it. Like I'll literally I'll be laying down half asleep, and I'm like, if I didn't lock it, I'm like, ah, shit, I gotta get up and lock my door.
The first question.
So neither of you do it? No,
no. Okay. No. I lock my hotel door. Which
fair enough.
But
the first question, I don't think I ever foresaw us making a 4-year run at this.
No.
But I do enjoy it very much. I enjoy getting to talk to you guys once a week and catch up. And the amount of people that enjoy listening to this podcast is pretty incredible.
It's insane. Like I said, I had a kid last week in Driveline that goes, yeah, I had my Connect Roasters this morning. Like he listens. I'm like, just out of nowhere. Like it's all over. And I'm sure you guys get it a ton. Like Ian said, like in the outfield, he'll get it every game. Like they'll say something related to the pod. I definitely didn't see us still going 4 years later either.
I'll never forget the day Dakota and I were playing golf and Ian said, like, yeah, you can stay here, but we have to start a podcast. And I was like, nobody wants to hear from, like, why? What? Yeah. And at the time, it was actually a great idea. And I don't know, Ian, if you came up with it or you got influenced by somebody, but whoever did, that was a great idea because look where we are now.
I agree.
It is, yeah. I thought it'd be more of like, we'll do it for like COVID and then like that'll probably be it like at the end of the year.
That was Nico's program. He had that idea.
That's true. Good question, Kim. Nice job, Kim.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Thanks, Kim.
No, I don't lock my door at home.
I was going to say I did have to text her like 3 times to call in.
Hi, this is Chris from London. It was great to see Ian go yard in London last year. And I'm looking forward to seeing ZS74 do the same this year. What I want to ask is if you could bring anything back to MLB from British sport, like football, rugby, or cricket, what would it be and why?
What was the question?
I'll go first. If you could bring anything from another sport into baseball, what would it be?
Oh, okay.
Right?
He said specifically British sports, but you could make it more general than that, too.
Okay. Well, I have a British one. I would make it so you could hit the ball in any direction, just like cricket. If I foul a ball off 500 feet the other way, I want it.
Okay? I agree.
Want to be able to hit it everywhere.
Man, I don't think this is a British sport. I want it to be like wiffle ball where you can throw it and hit the guy and they're out. You just laser someone in the back and they're out. We'll make the balls a little softer.
Yeah, says the guy that would never get hit.
I would never get hit, so I love it. Great idea.
I also want to call out quickly that he said the British version of Z, which is Zed. So for him, ZS74 is Zed.
I like that.
That's incredible.
Could one be, I don't know if it's weird, could like the coaches don't have to wear baseball pants? Where they can wear a jumpsuit or something if they want?
Or like imagine like a 3-piece suit in the dugout.
Yeah, like. I don't see anybody, diving or making plays in the dugout. I don't know.
It's a great point.
Hey guys, this is Beeb. I am calling to say congratulations on your 200th podcast. That's awesome. Congratulations to Zach on his engagement and to Dakota on his great new opportunity in Washington. Here's my question. Ian was a kid who really enjoyed breakfast. He could put away the pancakes like nobody else. I know your diets are all mature now. What are your favorite pregame breakfasts? I will listen in. Have a great day. Bye.
That was my mother.
First off, thank you. I very much so appreciate that. We appreciate that.
She's the goat. She loved us at your wedding. Loved
yes.
Us.
She's a big fan. Best. She's also 5 foot nothing.
Hey, come on. We're not talking height. Well, we're not. Come on.
Could have been as tall as Dakota. I was really, really good at pancakes and waffles as a kid. I mean, I would just crush them like an absurd amount. And now, like, if I have one pancake, I'm cashed.
Dude, I am still such a pancake guy. I love me some pancakes. But during the season, I'll try to have a few eggs, usually an omelet with some. What are you looking? Why are you looking at me weird?
Did Ian say one pancake and he's done?
Oh,
I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah, I mean,
one pancake. Grow up.
We're almost 30. We're almost
a lot of carbs. It's a lot of carbs.
Sorry, Zach. I didn't mean to. I was just disgusted.
No, it's all good. Usually try to get some protein in there, and then if I'm feeling frisky, if I'm a little hungry, I'll definitely have. It's hard for me to eat a big breakfast on day games. Just everything happens a lot quicker in the morning on day games. But I definitely try to get a lot more protein in there than carbs on day games.
Can't have a pancake sitting in your gut before one.
Yeah, I'll never finish. I don't finish a pancake.
Dakota?
I'm going to go the Scuba Steve route. Breakfast sandwich, eggs, bacon, cheese on a bagel. And then two pancakes on the side. You got to throw a little pancakes in there. And I always put peanut butter on my pancakes.
Ooh, I like that syrup. Move.
Delicious. That gets Scuba you ready to go.
Scuba Steve was the AAA clubby in Iowa. And he would make a mean breakfast.
Nasty.
He would do it by himself.
He'd be there at 7 a.m. You'd go up and write an order on like a piece of paper. And he would just be in there cooking until the game starts, basically.
Yep. Incredible. Unbelievable. Thanks, babe.
Great question.
First off, congratulations, fellas, on 200 episodes on what I consider one of my favorite podcasts. I always get fired up when I refresh the podcast app and I see the Compound has a new episode with y'all's three beautiful faces on it. Jordy, congratulations on all the success. Wish you nothing but further success in your career. You're a legend, an even better human being, and I know that every teammate would say that about you. Meckus, congratulations on the new hire. A driveline that's huge, super pumped for you and proud of you. You're a dog on the field, and you'll always be a dog and whatever else you do, and good luck in any betting endeavors you pursue. Happer, congratulations on, of course, all of your endeavors. It's a long list, so I won't try to name all of them, but 200 episodes is nothing to slouch over, and it's certainly up there with everything else you're pursuing. So congratulations and bravo, my brother. Also, I want to say thank you for being an awesome teammate that you are. I love you guys. Sorry that was long-winded. Now my question is, back during the 2020 COVID days at the COVID house, I believe you all stayed at, did y'all ever actually think it would get to this point? And if so, just kind of give me your thoughts on what y'all were thinking during that, if you can go back to the 2020 times. Love you guys. Obviously, congratulations. About to head to go golf right now with Happer, and I'm going to crack a cold snack for y'all. Congratulations. Cheers.
Oh, what a Steely. Beauty, man.
Oh, Steely, what a beauty.
That's what I was going to say, is he didn't actually identify himself, and I did have to text Ian just to confirm that was Justin Steele, because he followed up with another voicemail 5 minutes later saying, oh, by the way, that was Justin Steele, which I'll put in here so the audience can hear it.
That really long one that was just sent was Justin Steele. Love you guys.
When he told me, he goes, I called, but I forgot to say who it was, so I had to call right back.
But he also said, I'm going to golf. I mean, like, from context, we knew who it was. But for the audience, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, Steely's a beauty. He's one of my favorite teammates I have.
He is the best.
Opening day
start? The question, though. We already answered, did we think it would get to 200 episodes? But the other part of that was, like, when it started. I think I've said this before in the pod, but there was nothing going on in the sports landscape or media. So nothing new was coming out. And podcasting was something that I had always thought would be interesting to hear the inside perspective and like show who these people are as teammates, like Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, and like really actually show who the people were instead of the player. And that was the motivation behind it. And to see it come to light and actually happen was pretty cool.
It's kind of crazy too, who we've had on over the years. Like, a lot of it is Ian Happ connections, but like early on, like, we had Jake Johnson, we had Jeff Garland, like Rizzo, Bryant, Jay Hay, Joey Votto, Josh Donaldson, Lester. You had to get your boy in there. Come on. Scotty F. Ross. Ever heard of him? Scotty F. Ross.
I mean, yeah. Votto, like
that, like just some like, big names.
Yeah. Just a crazy list of people. Piven, like, just the people that like actually wanted to be a part of it. And like, there's people now that we still haven't got to, because it's hard to coordinate guests and do it. But like, people enjoy coming on and talking, and that's the coolest part of this.
Well, I think, sorry, Zach, I'll give you a chance in a second.
No, you guys are hitting the nail on the head.
I was just going to say, for like the actors coming on, and like Jeff Garland and Jake Johnson and Piven, like for them, they're obviously very high up in their fields, loads of success, but for them it's probably sick to be able to talk to Ian Happ, like, you know what I mean, like,
yeah.
Their favorite team, they're like, I get to just sit and talk with my favorite player. And like, Jake Johnson asked us more questions, I think, than we asked him, so it's pretty insane.
Congratulations, 200 episodes, that's amazing.
Tracy.
This is Tracy Short, Zach's mom, and I want to say thank you to all of you for doing the podcast, because we have learned so much about Zach and all of you, and this is the only way we really get information. My question is to all four of you, including you, Tom. Tell me something about, well, I guess that's not a question. What was the best part of your day, and what was the worst part of your day? Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That's incredible because we started that because of her, like early days compound, yeah. For those that remember, we did best and worst because of Tracy Short.
We still do it at home to this day. Whenever everybody's home, she'll start it.
Love
every
that.
Single time that we're all home together, she'll do it.
Tom, would you also tell the fans before we answer what time that phone call was made?
It was made at exactly 5 a.m. Not 5:01, 5 a.m. on a Friday morning.
Every exactly. day, man. She's up and at them. She's yeah. doing it.
She, unbelievable. Does she still get her steps? Wasn't that, doesn't she oh, just yeah. like walk yeah.
yeah. I mean, she would crush me. I'm probably not in spring training. But yeah, dude, every morning she's up at like 4:30, 5 o'clock, going to the gym, going to walk around. She, and it's funny, like, I'll come home or whatever and I'm sleeping and she's like, I was up at 4:30, and I'm like, it's your choice. But like, you go to sleep at 8 o'clock, 8:30. But she, and dude, she grinds, man. She goes right from there, comes home, takes the dogs out, and then goes and teaches for all day long, and then goes and works either a basketball game, a football game, or whatever's going on, a baseball game, and then has to, you know, deal with four other boys.
Yeah,
you know, three sons and my dad. Like,
well, especially back when you guys were all in high school, it was
oh my God.
Dealing with all three of you boys.
It was brutal, still brutal.
You gotta start us out, Zach.
Best the worst part of my, I'm going worst first. I'd say the worst part of my day. Yeah, the worst part of my day was we took Chop to the dog beach today, and the guy just literally tried to drink the whole Atlantic Ocean. I mean, and he just wouldn't, not wouldn't say he wouldn't stop throwing up, but he threw up a bunch. And like, he was having so much fun all day. And then on the way home, he was just like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that. and then, you know, it's tough. They can't talk. So you're sitting there, you're like, brother, are you all right? What do we got?
Be good.
You know,
like, got to go to a vet.
Move past right? this, or what do we got? And then, you know, the best part was watching him. I mean, he was there. We were there for like 2 hours and he just did not stop running around. And then seeing, you know, when we get home and he is just, he hits a wall and he has not moved for like 3 hours. And it's just like, all right, we were off today. So it's like, all right, I did my dad dog duty of the day. So makes you feel like you succeeded the day.
Tom? The worst part, oh, I'll go. Ian. The worst part Ian. Of my day was, we also had an off day and I was trying to get some extra snooze and the doorbell rang.
Oof.
And I was still in bed. So I had to panic. And I'm here solo. So I had to panic and like run out and answer the door. That was the word. That was a tough way for my day to start. Didn't love that.
What time was that at?
It better be a good time.
I'm curious.
It better be a good time. At
7.
All right. Oh. That's early.
Yeah, that's early.
And the
everything all right? My, and that would have scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I knew what the reason was. So I okay. once it processed and then I figured it out. The best part of my day, my brother and his wife just got in. So got some company, nice. Got some people here. So it's best part
oh,
of
yeah.
my day.
Chris. I thought you were gonna say golfing, but that's fair. Fair. Tom.
I don't really have a worst part of my day. I don't know. Everything was fine today.
Hey, in the Short household, that's a cop-out answer, and that won't fly.
I was going to ask you. I was like, does Tracy, no. Mrs. Short allow that?
All right. I went to Chick-fil-A to get a drink before this episode, and I ordered it on the app. And I was like, then when I got there was nobody in line. I was like, I should have just walked up because it's right around the corner from our office. And I was like, I should have just ordered this here. And then it took them like 10 minutes because I think they just like lost me in the shuffle. And I was like, this was just, I could have just done a human to human interaction, had this done. Instead, I tried to get all fancy and order on the app. And now what have I done? I've just wasted my own time. So I mean, that's not really like, if that's the worst part of my day, I had a decent day.
You had a really good day.
Best part of my day, I want to give a big shout out to Compound listener Mike Mara, who I went to college with, who's, a lot of times he got off today for a pretty good reason, but he normally helps me sort through these fan questions because we had about 100 of them. We usually get about 100, somewhere between 75 and 100. But today he had his daughter. He had his first daughter, Mia, was born. Oh, so congratulations awesome. To him on that. First time father. Very excited for him. So
that's huge. That's love sick. That.
Mother and child doing well. 10:33 this morning.
Wow. But is that a good enough excuse to not help you at work? I don't know. I don't know.
You know.
Worst part of my day, easily. Played pickup basketball after work. And the worst part is I am in horrendous shape. Horrendous. We played three games of half court basketball and I thought I was going to die. The third game, I literally wasn't moving. I just stood on the 3-point line. I'm like, pass it to someone else. I don't want it. Defense, I was getting destroyed because I'm like, I got nothing left. So it was a tough day, tough showing, but hit some shots, you know, the shot's still there. Come on now. Best part of my day was finding out the Spartans play Thursday, which is an off day for me. So I get to watch my Spartans in the tournament.
Wow.
Might have a couple 9 a.m. beers to watch them. Just kidding. Kinda.
When we were doing this, I was thinking back to our best and worst at the compound, and most of them revolving around if we won or lost in tennis or golf that day.
That's all it was. We had nothing else. It was like, Well, we played golf and we played tennis like every other day.
The best part of my day was this lentil burrito that I'm eating.
Ian, when you were a vegetarian, you were insane. You were a psycho. You'd eat the grossest food I've ever seen.
That was horrible. Tom, before the next question, this question is brought to us by SeatGeek. SeatGeek, if you don't know what SeatGeek is, they're a ticketing app that makes buying tickets super simple. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including sports, concerts, festivals, and more. They always want to make sure you get a good deal. They want you to do the green deals. Green dot good. Red dot bad. Don't do red. Do the green. Every ticket is backed by the buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps. Use code COMPOUND for $20 off your first purchase at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code COMPOUND. The link is in the description. Next question.
Hi, this is Eileen, Tom's mom. And I just want to say congratulations to all of you on your 200th episode. That's quite an accomplishment. So terrific job to everyone. And my question would be, if you could have a dinner guest, and it could be anyone in history, so that you could have a nice meal with them and a conversation, who would you pick? All right. Great job, guys. Enjoy. Bye.
What a good question.
Love you, Tom.
Aww. Love you, Tom. Tom's mom.
What a good question.
And a good question. I'll go first.
This is going to be somebody from like, you'd 19, say like Andrew like Carnegie. 1781.
He's going to say like Andrew Carnegie. That's there's a great poll by me. I felt there, really good about that.
No, it's really good. There's a lot of very good possible dinner guests. I could have gone in a lot of different directions. The first one that popped into my head, I won't say because one of you might say it, but you know what I'm going to go with? George Washington.
I mean,
George Washington.
What do we got? Okay. I said somebody from 1781.
I think George from like Washington the 1400s.
I don't even
about
know.
Founding the country, and I'm gonna have a nice dinner with George Washington.
Do you think he founded the country? Do you think George Washington found America?
Not founded.
You said founded the country.
Found. He was the founder, a founding father.
Okay, but he didn't find it. You know who did, right?
No, he didn't. He didn't explore it.
There's an asterisk next to that one too, Dakota.
Yeah, Christopher Columbus, he actually wasn't first.
There's an asterisk next to that one.
Yeah.
We would have to just probably have smoothies for dinner because his wood teeth. I don't know what he did. Go ahead.
I was waiting to ask you about the teeth, what your plan there was, because that's like that's a tough one.
We'll go to Smoothie answer. King together. No free ads.
I think I know Zach's answer.
I don't know.
Can I give you – no, I need you to come up with yours first, and then I want to guess what yours will be. Do you know who I think? I know mine.
I can
Tom,
Tom,
go. Go. Tom, go. Go while these two deliberate.
Mine's maybe like a little simple or easy, but I'd probably do my grandfather, my mom's father. He passed away when I was six. You pick anyone dead or alive. I've always been really interested in, like, he was a New York City cop. He worked at Yankee Stadium. He knew Mickey Mantle. I'm sure he had a lot of stories that I would love to hear. So that's a pretty easy one for me.
Nice.
That's a really good one.
Zach, can I guess who yours would be?
Yeah, go.
Hove, H to the OV. You tell me it's not Jay-Z.
Yeah, I mean, it was going to be him or Jeter.
I knew.
Maybe we can slide up another, you know, maybe we can slide up a chair. Have one of them, you know, we know the owner. It's all right.
They'll pay. They're good for it. Like, they can pay for it.
I mean, come on. I mean, we'll probably shut the place down, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's so basic, though.
Jay-Z's not. Jeter would be. Yeah, that's why Jeter popped into my head, but I'm like, that's too easy.
Yeah, I think, you know, Jay-Z, I mean, obviously how he made himself and just like the music industry in general is something that I find so interesting because, you know, you hear a lot about sports industry and like how, you know, basically everybody, you know, how athletes work, but like, it's very similar, you know, you work your ass off your whole life. And then, you know, how he becomes, you know, he's not a businessman. He's a businessman, you know, and like, you know, how he starts his business and then how he gets into, you know, he gets into sports, owning a team. The list goes on and on and on, but that's, yeah, said, I would probably say him.
This dude said George Washington. I can't. Do they have to have passed or can they be alive?
Dead or alive, brother.
Dead or alive.
Okay.
I mean, Dakota, he said George Washington.
And he just said,
I don't see that guy.
He just said Jay-Z. One's alive, one's dead.
We've got a live and dead example, so it should be
true. Context clues.
Just tell us you're not listening.
I got two things. First one, I'd like to go back to the tell-all. Give me a Tiger Woods tell-all where he's got a truth serum.
Damn, I'd love to hear that.
Tiger Woods popped into my head for dinner.
I don't think he'd be that entertaining for dinner. Like, I feel like I'd be uncomfortable. I feel like he's kind of awkward.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
I think who would be a great dinner guest that would just be hilarious would be Vince Vaughn. I think I'd love to have dinner with Vince
Vaughn. He's a Cub fan.
That's what I mean. Like, I think that'd be a very entertaining dinner. I don't really have anyone.
I've actually met Vince Vaughn in the clubhouse. We're boys.
Get him on. I don't really have anyone. This is another one. Zach will agree with me. I'd sneaky love to have dinner with like Big Cat. Like, I think that'd be incredible. I don't have anyone like in history that really interests me. I'm like, I don't know, Napoleon. Like, what would I talk to? Hey man, that was pretty crazy, huh? Shit was nuts back then. Like, we got the Apple Pro Vision. Like, you can put on this fake thing where you see something else when you're in real life. Like, what?
Imagine showing that to like Benjamin Franklin.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like,
brother, I can tell this light to turn on and off.
Like, hey, remember when you guys took shits in bowls and someone had to go empty out your shit bowls? Like, that was nuts. Like, we just press a button and it flushes and goes wherever. I don't even know where it goes. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy.
That's fucking great. I hope people listen until now.
Like, hey man, the Black Plague, that shit was nuts, huh? Like, sorry to hear about that. But you made it. You passed. You got through.
You're sicko.
But Vince Vaughn, final answer. Thank you.
Dodgeball?
The next question is fitting now based on what Dakota just did.
How's it going, fellas? My name is Adam. I am a diehard Cubs fan and loyal Compound listener. I'm also a stand-up comedian. So my question is Dakota, Zach, and Ian each had to do a stand-up set, who would kill the hardest and who would bomb the worst? All right, thanks, guys.
I think Dakota would be the best.
I don't know.
We just saw Dakota basically just do a stand-up routine for two minutes.
That would be a good bit about shitting in buckets.
So, but the thing is, I get really nervous. Like, I'd be super nervous. So I think I'd be like uncomfortable to listen to.
And Dakota would get on stage and be like, you guys ever hear about this medieval times? It's crazy.
Yeah. That shit was crazy. They were putting shit in the streets. There was poop in the streets.
You open your window, look up. Ah, shit.
I don't know.
I don't think I would do well. It's not in my bag.
I think Zach would be the worst.
Yeah, that's not in my bag. Hey, Ian, I don't see you going up there and flourishing.
But I think Zach would be funnier than Ian, but I think Ian would be more comfortable. Like, Ian would be fine. Like, he could do it. Like, he wouldn't be uncomfortable. Like, I'd be nervous. Zach would be nervous. Like, I think Ian doesn't have the funny bone as much as us. That's the nicest way I could think to say it.
It's offensive.
You're not really a jokester. You're not a jokester. I'm a prankster. It's what I do. But no, I think I'm... I'd probably be the best, but I wouldn't like it. Like, I have no interest. That would scare the shit out of me. Into a bucket.
For the record, I really want to do it. And I may do it. I want to do it in New York. Really?
Tom, go, please. I will go. I will go.
How will I? You're going to go? You're
gonna I will go and watch.
Okay. I'll text you when it's
happening. I will 100% go and watch.
Okay. Tom, if you're going to do it, take that shit bucket routine with you, because that's pretty
good. Hey, yeah. You're good to have that. That's all you need. Right. You can use it. You're welcome. Let me know if you need any material.
God, I hope that hits.
We got two left.
Oh, we still got Scotty.
I know one of them, and I'm going to throw up. Listen.
Hey, fellas. This is Jake Storielli, top baseball fitness influencer in the world on some charts. Big fan of you guys. Congrats on 200. Just a reminder, one of your guys' biggest episodes in the past 150 or so was with me on it. But I want to represent the Jakes here. And could you guys rank the Jakes that have been on there? I think you guys had Jake Johnson from New Squirrel, Jake Arrieta, Cy Young winner, myself, and actually another F that slightly outperformed mine, I think, was when Hap homered off Jacob DeGrom. So if you could rank the four Jakes, that would be great. Thanks, guys.
I did not have him calling on my bingo card.
Crazy question from Jake to put himself in a rank group with Jacob DeGrom, Jake Johnson, and Jake Arrieta. That's a tough. That's not three tough people I'd be putting myself up against.
That's tough. We do appreciate Jake coming on. We appreciate the question from Talking Jake, one of our favorites. If we were going to rank them, let's do it collectively. Let's do a collective ranking. Yeah.
I mean, Jake Johnson's my one. It's not close.
I think Jake Johnson has to be one. It was early on. He was a huge get for us, and he asked us more questions than we asked him. It was actually great. And we're all sitting around crisscross applesauce around one microphone doing it.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Arrieta was really good, too.
It's between Arrieta and Talking Jake.
And Talking Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah,
guys, he's my boss. I think we can all agree where he slots, and we don't all have to say it out loud, but I think if we all think in our heads, we know where it is.
You tell us, Tom. You tell us. I want
to
hear you
say this.
Say
let's rank. Let's agree they tie, but the tiebreaker is who has more Cy Youngs, and then I think it might go to Jake Arrieta. Just may.
That's fair. All right.
Talking Jake was a great guest, though.
Yeah. Listen, Jake's got a Blitzball MVP. When he wins a Blitzball Cy Young, they can be tied again.
Fair. Fair. We'll go Arrieta 2, Talking Jake 3, DeGrom 4. Because Ian hit a homer off him, and he hasn't been on the show.
Yeah. He's been on the show.
All right. Last one.
Last one.
Before the last one, I want to talk about what could make Talking Jake a Cy Young. A pair of Bruce Bolts. Maybe he could get Bruce Bolt game hats for all the boys and put all the boys in Bruce Bolt game hats. Because Bruce Bolt game hats, they got stretch fit unlike any other hat. They got sizes with a 3-size range or 2-size range, just enough stretch to make it fit perfectly on your head. They got advanced performance fabrics, sweat resistant materials, and soft brim technology, and they can make custom game hats for any team out there with your logos. brucebolt.us to get game hats, custom game hats for your team. Also check out their batting gloves. Zach wears them, I wear them. brucebolt.us.
The last one I did tell, we were waiting for Ian for a minute, and I told Dakota and Zach the length of this one. Ian does not know. Longest at voicemail, and it will not surprise him who it's from.
Hello, fellows. This is none other than the inventor of the Scotty F. Frost fan question of the week. Just want to say congratulations on the milestone of 200. What a number. Incredible. Continued success for you guys.
Is he drunk?
It's the pauses. He didn't spit it out.
One, what is the, what would you say is the best laugh you've gotten from doing the pod together? I have an answer. For me, at least, I think it was when I had to fill in for Dakota when he couldn't do the pod that one time because he was in Indianapolis and didn't want to wake up his roommate. And he also blamed it on the volleyball dads being in the lobby. I remember that being a very funny subject. That was one of my favorites. I think it might have been my favorite moment. What is your guys' though, if you can think of one off the top of your head? And two, if you three had an off day together somewhere in any city, wherever, and you guys would say, you know what, let's spend the day together. What would it look like? What would we be doing? Would you guys go golfing? You know, get some coffee, get a dinner. Like, what's an ideal compound off day, group off day? Tom could be there too, obviously. What's an ideal group compound off day look like to you guys? I'll hang up and listen. Love you guys and keep going.
This is so much unnecessary like commentary from himself that is so spot on.
That was like
so good.
Zach, you unplugged your mic.
You unplugged your mic.
Okay, we're episode 200. We've been doing this 200 times. We can't have you unplugging your mic. Now you got to change all the stuff. I'm going to say my favorite moment from the pod. A lot of my favorite moments go back to the earliest days because we were just a young startup pod huddled around one mic. But when we had Jeremy Piven on and Piven did his impression of Ari Gold
on
the pod, that was an all-time moment for me.
Because we were waiting for it too. We were like, come on, like he's got to hit us with it at some point.
And we weren't going to ask him to do it, and then he did it.
What was the discussion like before that? Were you guys like, are we going to ask him to do Ari Gold? Because I think I would have had to. It's so like, oh my God, ubiquitous.
We were talking about acting, and we were talking about different roles and like, you know, what it takes to get yourself into a character like that. And then he, as he was explaining it, he went into talking like Ari Gold, and it was unbelievable.
So good. And we were watching Entourage like the whole time we were at the compound, so it was perfect. My favorite moment, the funniest moment, was when Scott hosted for Ian, who was out that week. I forget where, but like Scott had to host and he had topics for us and he just goes NFL and just left it at that. He goes, Zach, your mic is still not working. I just saw him say the F word into the mic. But he literally just had these topics and he goes, so I wrote down here NFL, just left it open-ended. And we just started dying laughing. We're like, what do we do with that? Like, what do you mean? Anytime Scotty comes on, it's always a good laugh. We hear you now.
Scotty is the best fill-in, and his way of asking questions is hilarious.
He is the perfect, like, if any time any of us can't make it, we're like, hey, Scotty, we need you. And he's like, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, what time? Doesn't matter. Like, he's in.
Tom, do you have a favorite pod moment?
I was going to say the same moment. I was going to say the time that Scott hosted. Because the time Scott hosted, the stuff that we left in the cutting room floor, the amount of just dead air between thoughts from Scott, truly incredible. I haven't earned my money too much on this show. That was one of the times where I was really putting in the work in the editing room to get us out an episode that was listenable to. We all just love Scott so much, and he's just so funny without necessarily intentionally in being funny always, and it's the best.
You're good, Zach.
You know what's a little bit offensive is that both of your favorite moments from the pod are when I wasn't there.
Well,
favorite moments are when I wasn't even around. So I don't know. I think it's balanced out.
Scott's way of asking that question is exactly how he hosted the pod, where he would just pause between words and you're like, what are you doing? Like, say it. Say the sentence. Finish.
He's Zach, the best. What's your favorite pod moment?
Oh, man.
Not again.
I mean, I don't know if I have a specific one, but when Dakota and I just go off on tangents and it's just like, the uncomfortableness when we're just sitting, like Dakota, when you were just talking about shitting and pooping and peeing into a bucket.
That's what they did.
You know, like you can't really just make that up. And it's funny. People are just starting to find out now about, it was a topic in the locker room the other day and they're like, oh, you have a podcast, like whatever. It's like, what do you talk about? And I'm like, honestly, it's just such a free flowing conversation now. And like that would never ever be written down ever. Like, hey, talk about shitting in a bowl back in the day. You know, like Ian's going to have lunch with George Washington and we're going to talk about pooping, you know, like what do we got? You know, like I think it's just the more like the tangents that we go off of when it's completely not planned whatsoever. And you're sitting there and you're just like, what? The fact that people are listening to this and they're like, man, I can't wait until next week and this drops. And we're over here like legitimately having a free flowing conversation. I think that's the best part.
That's what makes podcasts great, is that like we have like things that we plan to talk about, but then like randomly we just go off the rails. Usually me and Zach like to go off the rails. Tom and Ian right. have to reel us in. But it's hilarious.
Yeah, or hey, sorry, Dakota. Like when we talk about football and Dakota and Tom are just sitting there like biting their tongue and they're just waiting for a pause. We're like, okay, next topic.
They're just like, Ian, you can tell when Ian's over it because he'll be right here. And then it's just,
yeah,
he'll just lean back and kind of like put a hand up to the face. Like, you guys done yet? Like, can we talk about something else?
He hates it.
So an ideal compound day. Ooh, for Scott's second question.
Glad that I was allowed to eventually join. It was if touch it on the invite for a while.
Yeah, he goes, Tom, of course you could be there too. Of course. I mean, golf is a guarantee.
We're definitely playing golf.
We're getting coffee in the morning.
I was going to say coffee, a good breakfast. Like that's.
We're getting coffee and a breakfast sandwich.
Probably playing some tennis. Probably, you know.
It might be an athletic day.
It's a day full of activities.
Yeah. I think if we had an off day together, we would have to ask Teresa if we could go back, fly back for one day.
You know what we're topping it off with.
Grimaldi's.
Young people, close your ears for the second part of this. Grimaldi's guaranteed, Entourage, and another bottle of wine.
Yes.
The amount of times that another bottle of wine got thrown out there was not good, but it was good times. Do you guys ever, real quick, This is kind of a question. Do you guys ever just like randomly sit back and think like, that was nuts? Like we lived in a mansion with a tennis court, a basketball court, a pool. Ian lived in the pool house. We had 5 extra bedrooms in the main house. We had lived across the street from a golf course. We would just hang out all day doing whatever we want.
I was very, I think I've said it on here a bunch. Like we're very lucky that we weren't really affected by COVID, like within our families, within anything really. That was one of the best summers of
my life. Oh, it was incredible. Like, unbelievable.
I mean, when I went home, I played 18 to 36 holes of golf a day, like was working out, hitting, and I'm like, hey, let's go play golf. What else are you gonna do? You can't go inside.
And we didn't get summers. Like
no, that's always a good in point. The summer.
I so think we've never is... had summers.
Yes.
So we got to actually experience it. And it was, we couldn't, I mean, it was not a good time really for anyone, but like we were in the best possible scenario.
Right.
And we timed it up. We could not have timed it up better.
Oh. Yeah. We left like 2 weeks before it started back up, 3 weeks.
When we all wanted to kill each other, it was getting 120 degrees. We were like, hey, you know what?
Hug us on the way out.
I bring it up every time, but there's nothing better than when me and Ian would lose and Ian would just go to the pool house for about an hour and cool down because he was pissed. And we would see him like around dinner time. We're like, okay, we're good. We're all good.
So mad.
You know what's funny? I told my mom asked me, she's like, what kind of question should I ask? And I was like, you got to ask something about if there was ever close to being a fight or like what would happen, you know, if. And I thought she was going to go that route. Mom's still a good question, but
there's definitely close to some fights.
Yeah. The tennis ones, when you would spike it in somebody's face was just like,
cause it
what was going on guys? You was close to a fight over. We were
Tom. Well, you want to lose? Do you want to lose?
Nothing else, Tom. It's all we had.
It's four 26 year. I forget how 4 years ago, four 25 year olds. Nico's 18.
Nico was 16. Yeah.
And we're together every second of every day. Like you get sick of each other. It could be your best friend you've ever had in your entire life. You're going to get sick of seeing the same person every single day of every minute. Like we didn't go anywhere. Like you couldn't. So like we would be around each other all day. So just like little things would just randomly be like, and it'd be funny. Cause like, I don't know about you guys, but then you'd get done like at the end of the day and like you were pissed at someone for something. You think about it, you go, that's so stupid. I was pissed about that.
No, like,
what the hell?
So dumb.
But it was great. It was a great time.
Tom, was that our last question?
That was our last. I mean, I have a couple extras, but I figured on time we're pretty good.
I think we're good on time.
I think that's good. That's episode 200. We have to do screen time for the people. Don't leave. Screen.
We could have had time for one more, but Scott took forever asking a question.
I was going to say we got a lot of great questions, and we can use them in the future. So you never know. People, that line's still open. If you want to call in, and we may do another mailbag down the line. So.
Thank you for everyone who called in with questions. Sloan is the world's leading manufacturer of commercial plumbing systems. The company is at the forefront of the green building movement and provides smart, sustainable, and hygienic restroom solutions by manufacturing water-efficient products, including flushometers, faucets, sink systems, soap dispensers, and fixtures for commercial, industrial, and institutional markets worldwide. To learn more, visit sloan.com. Screen times. I'm going to have a high time today, boys.
Me too.
3 hours, 2 minutes.
5 hours, 5 minutes.
4 hours, 18 minutes.
Nice, Tom.
5 hours, 38 minutes.
Oh, my. Is that last place, Zach? What'd you say?
5-5.
Oh, my God. The last place. What a loser.
A toughie for me, boys.
I remember it hurt. This is still just looking back. I remember we, like, when we wouldn't have guests, we didn't know what to talk about, and we'd make, like, who's your top, like, give us your best starting nine right now. Like, we would try to come up with a random shit that was like, maybe they'll like this. I don't know. This could be stupid.
There was a lot of ideas being thrown around in the early days.
Yeah, because there was nothing happening. Like, there wasn't, like, it was like you'd give an update and it's like, yeah, we still have nothing.
We did try to do some YouTube videos of tennis and, like, opening baseball cards and a couple other things. Those
the baseball work. Cards.
We tried it all. Thank you, everyone, for listening, for supporting. 200 episodes is awesome. We're coming up on our fourth anniversary in a week,
like, or next week, probably.
Like, next week is our fourth anniversary. So let me see, the 28th is our anniversary of 4 years. So thank you to everybody. We appreciate you, and we will see you
real
next
quick
week.
No. Real quick, I don't know if you asked him or not, but if you did, I could be wrong here. Criminal. Nico didn't call in if you asked him. Criminal.
I didn't ask him.
Okay. Criminal on you then. Criminal on
criminal
you.
On yeah, I was going to say, you might be a criminal.
Criminal
you
on you.
You have to have him call in. Have him call in for next week, and we'll add it, and it'll be like its own thing, because it's 4 year anniversary.
Well, we need him for the 4 years, so I'll have him call for the 4 years.
We should have him on. We could.
It's even a better idea.
We'll see. We'll let the people know. We'll see. Maybe he'll be on, maybe he won't. Maybe a little throwback to the old days.
It's episode 200 of the Compound Podcast, presented by Connect Roasters, connectroasters.com. Go get some coffee. See you next week.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.